Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, hi, everybody. Again, thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate it. And hello to you, Miss Julie D. Immel.
Hello to you, Laurie Cadden. How are you?
Thank you. I am doing well, very well. Doing, hanging in there. And we're taping on our usual Thursday. We were talking earlier, Jewel, it was sort of a spooky day here on the day before Halloween that we are taping. It was It was cloudy and black skies on one side and light sun on bright sunshine on the other, rain and then no rain. And spooky day, but it was, as I told you, it was appropriate for near Halloween. So, and it looks like kids will have, hopefully, when they were out last night, as you're listening to us, they had decent weather. Might be a little chilly, but no rain, it looks like. So that's good. And what else did I have to tell you? We went last week. We talked about the trolley ride that I said I was embarking on. And we did go. And it was a beautiful, sunny, beautiful fall day. And that ride is great. And a friend of Myers goes, Bobby Staples, he said that he goes twice a week. He takes that ride. And just to sit in comfort. Yeah, and he goes on the ride and he sees things that he doesn't see the first time. Because, of course, you see all of these things. And animals, bear, all kind of things he sees. So there are bears and deer and everything. And so it was beautiful. You see, they point out that the guy who runs the tour tells you all of the information. And I had no idea. Did you know that the old Chamberlain, which is now General Dynamics, did you know that prior to Chamberlain, it was built in 1902? That's what the cornerstone says. And we were parked at the trolley to cross the street on North Washington. And did you, or South Washington, I guess it is there, right? If you're beyond, if you're lower than Lackawanna. So we were, stopped while the guy went out to stop the train because they do it manually for people to stop. And so he tells you a little bit about it prior to that and said that locomotives were, that's where they were made, that they used to make trains in that Chamberlain building. Now, I mean, it's huge enough to do it, but I never, ever, ever knew that. Did you know?
I did know that, but remember, I worked at Lackawanna Heritage Valley for quite a while. And
okay.
So this came my way all the time. Yeah, and that's the only reason I know. I don't think it's common knowledge, and it's fascinating. And
no.
I have been on that trolley ride that you took, and it's wonderful. There's something about being on a train. It is so relaxing, and just like you said, you see something different every time. It's really an interesting perspective on the area. Even if you've lived here your whole life, you're going to see something new. So I'm so glad that you got a chance to do it, and to do it in fall is the best time when the leaves are looking so pretty and there's a lot of color. It's really a perfect time to do it.
I know it. It was great. And I want to go back. It stops at, I think this today, tomorrow is the last day during the week, but then they run them on the weekends. And it's kind of nice when it's Christmas time and stuff. So I'm hoping to do it. I'm going to have my son and his new wife and my other son. I'm going to see if they want to go for a ride with us, because it was just delightful. It goes down to the baseball stadium, and every mm-hmm. Sunday that there is a home game, the trolley leaves at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and takes you down to the baseball park. You can get off, go over to the park, and then get back on the trolley and go back to pick up your car at the trolley parking lot. So it's really cool. That if you feel like doing that. And they also talked about, which I thought was neat, that all, I guess years ago, a lot of trolleys went to baseball stadiums, and that this is the only baseball stadium where trolleys still drop you off. And they said the Dodgers, or the old Brooklyn Dodgers, that in Brooklyn, they had two lines going in with two trolleys going into the game to drop people at the ballpark. And that the reason that they call them the Brooklyn Dodgers is because people would dodge the two lines of the trolley to run in between it and stuff. And that's where the Dodger came from. And that's how that is. So it used to be the Brooklyn Dodgers, which is now L.A. Dodgers, which happened to be in the World Series. So it was very interesting, the things he was talking about. And what also, Julie, the seats are like original cane seats. And mm-hmm. when you switch, because when you get to your destination, you switch, you sit, it's the car doesn't turn around. It just runs from the other side. And these seats pull up and switch so that you can then sit facing the other direction. And mm-hmm. to me,
that's
having
cool.
that kind of a setup all those years ago, this was car number 76, and it was retired in 1976, and one had nothing to do with the other, he told me. But I was fascinated by it. I'm fascinated that how it works on electric and how it pulls, and I loved it, and I really was embarrassed that at the age of 64, I've never done this, and to just experience it here in your own backyard, it was really cool. So I encourage everybody who listens to go and take that ride, because it was so educational and so cool, and just you felt like you were in, like, stepping back in time, and I just absolutely loved it. So go do it if you can, because it was fabulous.
I'm so glad
that
you
went,
and I'm glad that that they are busy and still giving these educational components. You know, they have the guides there, and you do learn a lot when you go. And I didn't know about the Dodgers.
It was great.
That's a funny story. That's a good anecdote. That you'll pick up these little tidbits all the time.
Well, because you have to pay attention to the guy, because he was talking about that, and I was listening to everything he said, because I'm trying to learn. I mean, I'm taking the time to do it. I want to learn as much as I can, and it was just really cool, and just to see all those, the way everything works, and this guy is excellent. I did not catch his name, but it was a great, we had so much, it was just a nice time. And then we went up and took a nice ride up to Moscow and went up to my friends at Mendocino's and had a little bite to eat very early. So early, in fact, that by the time when we left, it was about 10 after 6. And we were on our way home on a Friday night at 10 after 6, and it was still sunny and still light out. And I thought, well, we won't see this pretty soon, so enjoy it while we have it. But because, of course, this weekend we will be turning the clocks back, right? Fall back, spring forward, backwards.
We're going back, and I'm worried about
that. We're going back. Yeah, you know, Julie, I don't like the mornings and the nights being dark. It's just, I don't like it. So I'm
well,
not
you know why
forward
I'm worried.
To that part. But
you know why I'm worried
which,
about it.
For why?
Because of Moo.
Because of Moo?
Yes, Moo has gotten on this weird schedule where he's up between 4 and 4:30, and I'm an early bird and I'm a morning person, but that's a little bit much for even me. So I'm worried that when we turn the clocks back, this cat's going to be getting me up at 3 a.m. I mean, I just don't. I know. And he's so perfect in every way. So I don't want to complain about him, but I don't think I'm going to make it if I have to get up at 3 every day. I guess I'll get a lot more done, but I'm going to be a little sleep deprived. It's not good.
Well, there you go, baby.
No. What do I do?
What, if you have to get up that early?
No, like how do I get him to stop? You can't.
Ignore him.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
It's impossible. It's impossible to ignore him.
I guess you can. You can't. But and Julie, to that point, the kitty cat has not come back.
Yeah, I wonder what that was about.
So,
I think that he lives in your neighborhood.
Somebody... Yeah, he probably is somebody's cat. Not that I'm happy if it is and they found him because he's beautiful. But, I still go out every night. I'm like, here, kitty, kitty. He never comes back. But anyway, Jewel, I've been blabbing on. I don't even know what time we were supposed to. I'm not over, am I?
No, we're not over. We have 2 more minutes left that we can still chat.
Okay, because I just.
So that's great.
Yay. So, I have some of my witches out, Jewel, for because I leave them right up through November, through Thanksgiving. So I just brought them out. So and I love them. So we'll keep going with that, and we, you know, hopefully it all works. Randy Williams was telling me they had a meeting at Hospice of the Sacred Heart, and we had got. Oh, and last night. We also went, Deb Peterson and Randy and I went to the Nativity Miguel dinner at the University of Scranton, the yearly fundraiser they have. They honored Monsignor Quinn, and it was a wonderful, wonderful turnout, packed. And we had a great night. So hats off to Joe Quinn, Monsignor Joe Quinn. Congratulations to him. It was an honor, and a lot of his family members are there, and I got to see my favorite Quinn, Dr. Tony Quinn. He's my favorite. I love him to pieces, and he looks phenomenal. He's a stunning man. But just in general, just being out and doing all that, it was so much fun, Julie, to be out and honor people at these events. And that school, these kids are unbelievable. If you don't know anything about Nativity Miguel, go online, check it out, and read about it. It's amazing that the work that the sisters do and that these children and all of the, it's strictly run on donations. They have a board of directors, they're 501c3, volunteers, it's amazing. So it was so good to be part of that and to be out. But what I was saying is, I was going to tell you something about hospice. Randy said that they had a meeting, and he said it was so good. We had lunch, and I said, "What'd you have?" And he was saying what we had, but he said, "You know, it was really cute. They had a big bowl of candy out, like miniature Reese's cups and peanut butter cups and all these things, Hershey bars." And I said, "You know what?" And Deb Peterson and I were like, "Well, we love that because it's so cute to incorporate those little candy type mm-hmm. things that you think of children for Halloween, but adults love it and it brings back so many good memories." So I just love that Diane did that because those little special treats at this time is everybody. Because I remember, I think I told you, when my kids used to go, I used to raid their buckets of their pumpkins and take out all the bubble gum yeah. and chew the bubble gum and spit it out. That was my favorite thing to do. Anyway, so I think we're all good, Jewel. So we're going to yeah. take leave of you for a little bit now, and we're going to have the lovely Rose Randazzo Pizzuto up next, and then followed by another beauty, Holly Sirachi. So we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Julie is the owner of Julie. I said that first, didn't I? So I'll say it again. Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them all what you can do, honey.
Thank you, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedemmel.com.
There we go. And we have another lovely lady with us today. That would be attorney Rose Randazzo Pizzuto. She said all those Z's. Rose is the chairman of the Mural Arts Project through Scranton Tomorrow. And Rose has been on several times talking about the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful murals that are popping up all over our downtown of Scranton. And Rose, we're going to talk about the newest one. We talked a little bit last time about this one coming up, but I hope you can tell the story of why this happened, how this happened, because so many people don't know. And I know we kind of touched on it, but it does not hurt to talk about how the elephant was paid for and how the community went along with it and helped with it. And I just think it's great. And by the way, the mural is beautiful. So let's talk about that and about the dedication, which will be coming up. So let's talk, and thanks for joining us, and congratulations on another successful mural.
Well, thank you, Laurie and Julie. I'm excited to be on the program for this particular mural because it took about 2 years to zero in on this concept, which was really important to me because of the elephants at NAIOG and the importance of that zoo for a lot of people growing up in the Scranton area. But this elephant mural has a lot of messages, and I think that's why it's so important. But just to tell you what's in the mural, as you know, we are honoring Queenie, the first elephant to arrive at the NAIOG Zoo in 1924. And we've also honored all four elephants in the mural as well. And the story is quite unusual. We have school children from the Scranton School District in 1924 collecting pennies to buy Queenie to be the first elephant at the zoo. So, I mean, imagine that. They're out there, yeah. And, you know, it's the Depression, and they're trying to raise this money, and they do it. And that's amazing in and of itself. So they are depicted by representation in the mural. Let me tell you that the mural is on Lackawanna Avenue, and that was the final home because we had tried to put it in two other locations. And I have to tell you that this location ended up being the best for the mural. It's just awesome. When you drive down Lackawanna Avenue and you see these life-size elephants painted on the wall under Crunch, it's just really compelling, and I'm really happy with the way it came. And, of course, the artist is a local treasure, Eric Bussart. And you guys may know him from his other two murals, MLK on Mulberry Street. And last year, he painted the Big Band mural on Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, he's unbelievable. I love him. He's great.
Yes, he's really, and he's a young guy, and he's really committed to his craft. Yep. And he takes a lot of time to work with me when we are curating these murals because they go through many, many versions. But this one, like I said, it came down to, you know, honoring the four elephants that spend time at the NAIOG Zoo, which, again, Queenie, who came in 1924 and then died, unfortunately, in 1935. And then after she came, Tilly was next, and she came around 1936, and she actually lived at the zoo until 1958, and that's a long time. And the reason a lot of people think that she lived so long is because they realize when Queenie was very lonely, because elephants are really social animals, especially the female elephants. They form strong lifelong bonds with other elephants. So they wanted to have a companion for her, and they brought in a donkey that was at the zoo named Joshua, and he's in the mural also. And Joshua and Tilly lived together for almost 20 years. They ate together, they slept together, they played together, and we think, you know, in retrospect, that that's why they lived so long, because they had one another. So, and there's a little political undertone to that, too, which was an unusual friendship, but one with a message of unity, because, of course, the elephant and the donkey. And we like to put that out there right now, because we want to unify, and the animals unified, and people should unify. So that's another message that we're trying to put into this mural right now.
So, well, we could use a little more Joshua's, right, and Tilly's out there. We could use a little
yes,
more.
Yes, we
those
can. Yes, we can.
Wow, and go ahead. I'm sorry.
Them.
I interrupted.
No, that's all right. And so the third elephant was Princess, and she came in 1966, and she only lived, unfortunately, till 1971. I'm old enough to remember Princess. But the last elephant, and I think this is what most people that are alive today will remember, was Tony. And she came to Scranton in the early 1970s, and in 1989, she was actually transferred to the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington, D.C., and she lived until 2003. So Tony is and I don't know if you remember Tony, but she spent a lot of time at the zoo, you know, during our time.
Well, you know what I remember, and we always had it mixed up. We would go to the zoo, and I would see the elephants, and I was young. I mean, I was born in 1961, so we did not go till like probably later in the 60s. But we called Tony Tilly, because I did not know, and I don't know that my family knew, that her name wasn't Tilly, it was Tony. And when anyone talks about Tilly, I think it's her. But clearly, it wasn't. When did you say Tilly left Naog,
so,
Rose?
Tilly came in 1935, and she died in 1958.
Right. So then, and then the next one was Princess, you said, right?
Yes. And
no.
And they
yes.
all were very similar. They were the same type of elephant, and they were all very similar. So, you know, you might not know that it changed, but it did, and
and that's what I'm saying. I think we just called her that, or my mother thought that, so I don't know. But I remember when anyone talks about it, I always say Tilly, and there was no way I would have known Tilly. I didn't see Tilly. She was, you know, that was way before my time. But my point is, it's just funny to think that that's what I used to think that elephant's name was, and it was the last one. So anyway, yeah, it's really cool. And I will tell you that I love the story of this whole thing. Number one, with the kids and spending their money, like you said, near the Depression, and they're saving a penny, and what do you get for a penny, and here's what happens, and the Scranton School District kids collect it, and I get this elephant, and then all the other ones that came. But then to honor them with this mural, and it's lovely. I love it. I pulled over to see it the other day because I wanted to see the finished product and what it looked like, and I know we have a dedication coming up too, Rose, but you're right. It's in a beautiful, it's in a perfect location. Perfect.
Yes. And you know what? I want to make sure that people understand that we're not condoning the mistakes that we made in the past, but you can't judge the past under today's societal standards, because it was a different time. And zoos back then were used as exhibitions. They just put the animals out there for the pleasure of the humans. And we know now in the modern era that that was very wrong. And zoos today play a huge role in breeding, you know, in endangered species, education, animal welfare. You know, they're kept in natural habitats now. So the great thing is that we've learned a lot from history, and now we get to honor these elephants in the afterlife. They're free. And that's what the center of the mural shows. It shows them all together in the afterlife. To the right of the mural, we see Queenie. She has her own space. She's done in a realistic, artistic mode, wearing her crown. And then to the left of the mural, you will see the four children who we feel were the four that raised the most money because the Scranton Times reported on them and had them enjoy the first ride on Queenie, and they're pictured in the Scranton Times on the elephant. So we took that picture and we incorporated those children into the mural.
Love it. Love it. Well, when tell everybody when the dedication is, Rose.
Yeah, so I first want to say that this was a collaboration, again, between Lackawanna County Arts and Culture and Scranton Chamorro. And we had great support from the city of Scranton and the mayor. They always support the murals and public art, which is wonderful for the city. And also, we had John Basiliga, and we don't know what we would do without John Basiliga because he has done so much for this city, but he donated the wall, and he actually came up with the idea of incorporating the children in the mural because initially it was just going to be the animals. So we're really happy and grateful to John for making that change and giving us the wall. And also People's Security Bank stepped forward, and they donated to the mural. So that's important because without the funds, we wouldn't have murals or public art. But, yeah, we're going to celebrate this. We're actually having a little bit of more of a fundraiser on November 7th. It's first Friday. It's from 5 to 8 at the Art House, which is right next door to the mural. And the Art House is going to donate a portion of the sales of the night to the Mural Arts Program. So we're really grateful for that. And we're hoping that we can get as many people there to enjoy the food and the bar, and there's going to be live music, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, it's going to be great, as they always are. And I just love it. And I think, Rose, I'm happy, and I should have gone a little further on that. I really like that you pointed out the difference between zoos now and zoos years ago, and the elephants in the zoo, and, you know, people who have strong beliefs about animals in their own habitat and not, and, you know, keeping them in places like that. It but again, to your point, it was what went on. It was part of the culture in zoos and how they were treated. And I remember seeing them and everything else that was were in that in the zoo. It was right here in our own backyard, and we were able to enjoy it and have great childhood memories from it. And so you make the changes and you go with what you have to do to make animals' lives better. But you can't deny the fact that this was part of the culture and part of what we had here at our own in our own backyard. And so having this mural depict that, I think, is a great idea, and it's a piece of history, and it's a way for kids, I think, a way to, for kids to learn how the smallest amount of money put together by many people can form great things. So that's what that shows, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So what's on the agenda for your next one, or are we not on that one yet?
Well, it's been a busy year because, as you know, we did the Lenape mural on North Washington. And
right.
A huge project with, you know, an out-of-town artist and a Lenape certified artist. So we're exhausted, but we are hoping that we can partner again with Lackawanna Arts and Culture. And we have targeted a wall on Penn Avenue, which is across from the 16th Ward, and a new restaurant being brought to Scranton by Rob Friedman. And this wall is a perfect wall because it's a party wall. And we're doing an architectural theme where we're going to show Penn Avenue in 3D as it was during the vaudeville era with all of the theaters.
Cool.
So it's going to be really interesting. It's a really detailed mural. And it's going to be done on Polytab by John Laidaker, who's an artist out of Philadelphia. And he'll be painting it all year, and then it'll be applied to the building the fall of 2026.
There you go. Perfect. Well, Rose, we thank you for joining us today. We look forward to the dedication the 7th of November on First Friday for the month of November. Go on over to see it, to the Art House. And you'll also see the beautiful mural, which is right next to it. And enjoy and keep doing good work, Rose. And we thank you very, very much for all that you do to get these murals up and running and come to fruition. So thank you so much for that, and we appreciate you being on the show. And when the next one's ready, come on again.
Thank you, ladies. I certainly will. Thank you for having me.
Okay, honey. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, as I said before, I know what you can do. Tell everyone else what you can, please.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you. And with us is another regular pretty face on this radio. If only we could see, you know, that old line, Holly, that old line that's out there, you have a face for radio. I tell people that all the time about me, but of course that's a big major tongue-in-cheek when I say that. Anyway, the beautiful Holly Cerracci, who is an associate broker with ERA, One Source Realty, in Clark Summit. ERA has about 80-some agents, me being one of them on a referring-only basis. Holly has been around a while and been doing this a long time, and she is in the, as I said, Clark Summit office, because there are 10 offices in 5 different, or 10 counties and 5 offices. So There's a lot going on with ERA. And last time Holly was on, we were talking about AI and the use of AI and virtually staging for the photographs of houses and such to buy. And then when the people come in, they could be disappointed. And then shortly after that, this past week, there was a segment on the Today Show, which is my favorite show because I'm always quoting things from that show. And it showed the use of AI in real estate, in particular New York City, and how people are getting a little disgusted when they get in there and it's not what it looked like when they saw it. And we had talked a little bit about that last week or a couple weeks ago, but we're going to talk a little bit more about it because it's sort of, it even was more timely when they did this story. And I said to Holly this morning, ha, 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 we talked about it before NBC did. So here we go. But anyway, Holly, let's talk a little bit more about that and what you need to do. Look at the authenticity of who you're using as an agent, how long they've been around, what they're doing. There's a lot of people, Hal, which we'll talk about too, that are real estate agents. And, you know, it's good to be choosy when you decide who you should use. So hi, after all that, and let's talk.
Hello. Yeah, it's very, very, very interesting just how things are progressing so quickly. And I think I had mentioned prior to you, one of the shows, the reality shows on and what have you, there was an agent that, and this is going back a couple years, so it wasn't necessarily AI, but it was virtual staging, which essentially segued into AI. And he virtually staged his apartment in New York City. And when people were getting there, they said it was a bait and switch. What's going on here? Like, we looked at this, you know, room with this furniture and how beautiful it was and what have you. And then when they got to the apartment, that was not at all what was going on. And in this particular episode, he was called into, you know, the broker's office, and they said, you can't do that. And it's technically, I don't know if illegal was the right terminology, but there's a big problem with that. And it's an ethical issue because you're showing something that in fact doesn't exist. Now, that being said, people are always worried about removing their furniture and how their home will look. So now you can do that with the caveat that you put the empty room first, and then, or second, and then the staged room. So I'll label it like living room one or living room staged or something of that nature to give someone a vision as to what it could actually look like. And listen, it's very simple. And there's another interesting piece to this, which is those individuals that are not using AI for various things in their business or whatever, they'll be lost because I listened to a podcast where there was an agent taking homeowners through, and they said, you know, we feel like this, we love the home. However, it's just not our style. Like, it's a little dark with the paint colors and the dark floors. And with that, the agent sent a message to a member of his team who specializes in AI and put everything in there that the buyer wanted and said, you know, change the walls, change the floors, change this, change that, and send me the rendition of everything that you did. And by the time they were done showing, he had everything readily available to them exactly the way that they wanted it so that they could see what it looks like with their changes. He also said that these individuals are commanding salaries of about $300,000 because they can navigate AI like nobody's business. And this is all they do.
No, right.
And, I mean, obviously mm-hmm. there's ChatGPT, there's Copilot, there's, you know, there's Grok, there's a million of them. And it depends on, and Gemini, some of them are better at some things and some of them are better at other things. You know, there's Jasper for writing books or what have you. But I've found myself becoming, you know, by necessity more familiar with these things. I had a friend today that said, you know, she uploaded all of her medical history, her blood work, all of these things through the past 10 years, and AI analyzed all of it and basically looked at it and told her, like, hey, like, you know, your blood work is stellar and this is what you've been, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, the paid version will do that. So you can upload photos, documents, what have you, and it will tell a story, or it will tell your story.
Well,
you know, you could say, what is the history of a certain city?
I understand, though, when you're looking at this, and you, some people can't look at an empty room and they need to see something in it because they just can't envision what it would look like with this, that, and the other. And I get all that. So I think it can be helpful when selling to do what you just said to do, is to disclaim that here's the empty room and here's a staged version, an AI-generated staged version. So all of these things work, but you have to be careful with any of them, as you're saying, any and all of these, for whatever reason you're using this, can be problematic. And just altogether wrong. So how do you navigate? What's the best way, do you think, for people who are looking, A, for the right agent, and B, if they ask you, I don't know, does anyone say now, will you use AI for my listing, or does no one even ask that question?
No, because I don't know. I mean, you can use it for writing descriptions or critiquing things, or, you know, maybe history of a certain building or a certain property or a certain area, that kind of a thing. I think there's many uses for it. But I think that what is most important is having a well-rounded agent. When you are choosing your agent, it's not only experience, it's knowledge, but also the relationship. And when I meet someone, I always say to them, listen, you know, there's a jar for every lid. And you want to make sure that you're comfortable with me and, you know, what I have to say, because we could be working together for a very long time. So, you know, if your agent is not returning your phone calls or texts or on things, that's a problem. Especially, it's not quite as bad right now, but it certainly was the past couple of years. You know, if your agent wasn't right on top of it, you missed the opportunity for a house.
Right, because they went so quickly. Right.
Right. And I did pick up a lot of clients that said to me, our agent isn't sending us properties. She's not in touch with us, or he's not in touch with us, or what have you. And, you know, maybe they're too busy. Maybe they don't care, whatever the reason is. And listen, you know, not everybody has the same goal. You know, like, there's some people that want to do just a tremendous amount of volume. And then there's other people that are more particular about, you know, the relationship and what have you. And so it really does depend on what's most important to you. And there's different ways of being aggressive. There's aggressive people, and then there's, you know, people that are aggressive at getting things done. And, you mm-hmm. know, like, again, there's a lid for every jar. And you have to feel comfortable with that person.
Well, do you find, Holly, when that happens, I know that happened to me once, where somebody wanted to come to me and they were already working with someone else and they were in the same agency as I was. And I agreed, but I talked to the agent first because I just wanted them to know that these, you know, that they wanted this, and they talked to her too, but I wanted to make sure they knew where I was coming from and that these stories were the same. Like, she wanted this because she thought I could do this, and that was the reason we switched. Does that happen, that kind of polite way of exchange, or do most people just walk away from it and just say, okay, it's up to the client? And it is. It always is. But
I think there's extenuating circumstances for everything. I was very naive many years ago and never thought that sellers interviewed more than one agent from a company. I thought that was the most bizarre thing to me, but it happens. And, you know, I try to tell everybody, listen, it's not the agent's fault. I mean, the client can choose whomever they like. And, you know, that's their prerogative. If you know about it, you know, I think the professional courtesy is to, you know, to give the person a heads up. Like, if they say, hey, I was working with Lori, then I would, yes, absolutely, I'd say, well, this is, you know, this is a colleague of mine. And I, like, you know, you need to do right by this situation, because I certainly don't want any hard feelings.
Right. And, well, it goes, that's what it boils down to, as you said, professional courtesy. And sometimes when you're starting out, you don't realize you have to do this. You don't realize things that you're supposed to, or you think you should. It just kind of slips away because it is. You're naive or you're new in the business, and it just happens. But it's always good to err on the side of courtesy. And in light of that, Holly, because you are terrific at what you do, please tell everybody how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to talk to you about listing or buying.
My cell phone is always best, call or text, and it's 570-885-0157, and it's still a great time to list your home.
There you go. Okay, my dear. Well, we thank you again for your the information you give us and dealing with all of these changing things, and that big old AI is out to get us here. So we'll see what happens, and use it wisely. So thank you, Holly, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. And everyone else out there, we thank you so much for listening. As always, we hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next week. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.